WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into something super important, prioritizing your mental health. You know that feeling when your brain feels like it's running on overload? Like there are a million things screaming for your attention, and you just want to crawl under the covers and hide? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that's constantly buzzing with information and demands, and it can be seriously draining. But here's the thing. Prioritizing your mental health isn't selfish. It's essential. It's about tuning in to yourself, understanding your limits, and making choices that support your well-being. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you tap out of the mental overload and prioritize your mental health like a boss. Number 1. Recognize your triggers. Ever notice certain situations or people that send your stress levels skyrocketing? Maybe it's deadlines at work, social media scrolling, or even certain conversations. Identifying these triggers is the first step to managing them effectively. Number 2. Practice mindfulness. Now, before you start thinking about meditating in a mountaintop retreat, though, hey, if that works for you, go for it. Mindfulness is simply about being present in the moment. Pay attention to your breath, your surroundings, your senses. It's like hitting the pause button on your busy mind and just taking a few deep breaths. Number 3. Embrace boundaries. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's crucial. Learn to say no to things that drain you or don't align with your priorities. Protect your time and energy like they're precious resources, because they are. Next up, number 4, make time for self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks every day, although those are nice. It's about doing things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. That could be anything from reading a good book, to going for a walk in nature, to simply taking a break and doing absolutely nothing. And finally, number 5. Don't hesitate to seek support. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. If you're struggling, talk to a trusted friend or family member, or consider seeking professional guidance from a therapist or counselor. Think about that time when your phone was exploding with notifications, emails were piling up, and deadlines were looming. Your brain felt like it was on fire, right? Maybe you started feeling irritable, anxious, even overwhelmed. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos, but what if I told you there are ways to navigate those moments without completely losing your cool? Think about a recent situation where you were bombarded with demands and pressures. How did you react? Did you try to tackle everything at once, leading to even more stress? Or did you take a moment to pause, breathe, and assess the situation? Maybe you delegated some tasks or set boundaries to protect your time and energy. By recognizing your triggers and practicing mindfulness, you can learn to manage those overwhelming moments with more grace and ease. Think about it like this. You wouldn't try to run a marathon without proper training, right? Taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your physical health. So, what are the key takeaways today? Number 1. Know your triggers and learn to manage them. Number 2. Practice mindfulness to stay grounded in the present moment. Number 3. Set healthy boundaries to protect your time and energy. Number 4. Make self-care a priority. It's not selfish, it's essential. And finally, number 5. Don't be afraid to reach out for support when you need it. Remember, taking care of your mental health is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and compassion. So, challenge yourself this week. Identify one small thing you can do to prioritize your mental well-being. Maybe it's practicing 5 minutes of mindfulness each day, or saying no to one extra commitment. Every little step counts. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these tips. Let's spread the message that taking care of our mental health is not only important, it's badass. Until next time, keep tapping out of those stressors and remember, you are strong, capable, and worthy of a happy, healthy life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.